Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, you like that slogan for the Lions real quick before we get back into wings?
What was it again? It takes more?
Yes.
I'm not big into slogans. I mean, just go out there and win. I guess we had one in 97, just win. So I guess I have to like it. Now that I've talked myself around and around.
It takes more. But I do think it's like a fitting how we've talked about them, right? Takes more. This offseason takes more. You need to get better.
Yeah. I mean, what they did to this point hasn't been enough.
So?
And so, it takes more.
It's better than dagger time. Can we agree on that?
Oh, yes. Okay. I mean.
I know, Greg.
It won't make as cool of a t-shirt.
Dagger time.
Like, you can't have. I guess it depends how they. Maybe they'll come out tomorrow night with, along with the new uniforms, with the It Takes More t-shirts.
Ticket texters on, I know, ticket texters on the Red Wings, 248-539-9797. Flyers were eliminated when they pulled their goalie. Brutal timing. They didn't need to, is the ticket texter's point.
Well, okay, they were tied.
The tie wasn't
going to get it done.
But once the Wings got to overtime, the Flyers were mathematically out of the playoffs. Whether they pulled their goalie, won, lost, overtime right. Regulation, it was over. Tortorella said, I didn't know that. I don't care.
Right.
And I'm not
Nor
blaming.
Should he.
And, yeah. And I'm not blaming him either. Some reasons and some thoughts on progress versus the collapse. A little bit of both, says the texter. Larkin, Kane, Raymond, all those guys improved this year, but it was a collapse. I think the collapse was actually bigger this year than it was last year. This last month and a half was horrible. And like you guys said, 1 point anywhere over a six-week span, and we're in, Matt, in Grand Blanc.
Well, the collapse is more painful this year. I know the numbers match up like they did last year, but last year, did anybody really think last year that they had a shot at the playoffs? I mean, they were in. We saw the infamous picture, and I make fun of you all the time.
Last year was a long shot.
It was a long shot. This year, seemed more real.
Cookie, settle down. A lot of good came out of the season. This will galvanize them. Signed, Trevor, Larry, and Ozzie. Okay. Ticket texter. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. What are you laughing at over there?
I'm just laughing at you. Your disdain.
Well, then I get, like, we got these. I get made out to be the bad guy. Keep proving Goff right. Ha, 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 ha. Guys, positivity's earned. The Lions earned a lot of positivity by winning a division and winning playoff games. And I remember the narrative was we expected them to win those playoff games, and they did it, and we celebrated, and we had a great time. That's fun. The Red Wings, you guys know I was going to come in and celebrate if they made the playoffs. I don't think that's pulling any punches with people, but you got to earn the positivity when you fall short, when you face plant 7-8 times in the last 6 weeks. I mean, you know what? Yeah, everything's great. Pom-pom's out. This is a great hockey team.
No one is saying everything's great, but both things, in the emotion of the moment, there's no question that this is awful. It was an unbelievable collapse, but both things can be true at the same time. It was a collapse. It was disappointing, but there can also have been progress made from previous seasons.
That's why I asked, what is it more of? And I think mathematically, I can't fight it. They have 91 points. Last year, they had 80. That's, you want to check me on the math. Mathematical progress by 11 points. But to me, this season would have been defined by progressing to the next level. Being a playoff hockey team.
They should have done.
And they didn't, therefore it's the story is the collapse and the failure. And no one likes to say that about their own team. But guys, we're big boys and girls. We know that half the teams get in. We know it's been 8 years since they've been in. We know it was a reasonable expectation for them to get in. And we know they blew it themselves down the stretch. So we don't have to sugarcoat it this morning with people. At least I don't think fans want it to be spoon-fed, you know, with a little bit of honey. I think you can just take the medicine as is.
Yeah, but everybody's gonna look at it differently. And there's a lot of people that are looking at it through the same lens that you are. And that it was an epic collapse. And you can't look at the path that this team took and say that it wasn't a collapse. It clearly was. But it's also a collapse where their flaws were highlighted. We knew in February, was this a good defense?
No.
Did they have a good goalie?
No.
I mean, that's where the one thing that where I think the collapse really happened was if you've built up an offensive juggernaut, and this was a good offensive team, they could score a lot of different ways with a lot of different players. That's where the collapse happened. Defensively, I don't know that they got any worse. The goalies didn't get any worse. The offense evaporated for a month, for 6 weeks.
More ticket text, 248-539-9797. Anyone that talks progress can, in John's drop. Another one says, it is progress because next year the playoffs will be the expectation. Tony at work. Well, I can't wait for next year. Another one says, you guys are whiners. And, well, the Wings aren't winners would be my response to that ticket texter. So those kind of go hand in hand. Some thoughts on Lalonde, John. Players progressed. Lalonde collapsed. Fire Lalonde today and hire Craig Berube, reads a texter. Will be playoff locks next season without Lalonde.
And I think we're looking at a coach that has a certain skill set. Like those young players did develop. Well, they didn't develop on their own. They were guided by Lalonde. But the team itself, I think we're looking at a guy that, yeah, can develop young players, can get the individuals to play better. But as a team, especially when you lose a player like Larkin and the combinations that you're putting out there, the motivation, like that's where I think we have a big issue.
When you point to slow starts, I think people look to the coach, right?
Yeah.
When you look to collapses at the end of back-to-back seasons, and I know last year they sold at the deadline, but just think about this. Last year at the end, when they did briefly occupy a playoff spot when they beat the Rangers, I know you give me a hard time. From, I don't know if it was from that moment, but down the stretch, they were 7-16. Mm-hmm. This year, they were 8-15. So really think about that. And think about that. I don't know if this has been confirmed, but we believe Lalonde had a 3-year deal. At least that was what was reported by, what's his name? The guy who used to write for the Windsor Star, Bob Duff.
Duff.
Yeah, Bob Duff. He had that report with the whole riot act and Lalonde's, you know, not necessarily safe. He referenced a 3-year deal for Lalonde. I can't confirm that. Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh.
I blame Heather.
Oh, no.
What I would tell you is, if it is a 3-year deal, that would mean next year is the final year, making him a lame duck. You're not extending him.
No.
Lame duck's a weird spot. Wouldn't rule it out. But it also opens the door to, if you're unhappy,
Make a change.
You miss the playoffs, you make a change. Or is it going to be viewed through the eyes of progress? We got to keep him. I mean, that's an Yzerman question, but if you listen to half the fan base, they would argue Lalonde's got to stay because of progress.
Well, again, I think there's a certain skill set that Lalonde has. And individually, I think Raymond played good. Sider played good. Evanson, when he came up, he played well. Like, we saw progress from some of the young core of this team. And that goes to partially, it is on the player. You've got to practice. You've got to hone your craft, master your craft. But it also comes from the guidance of the coaches around you. But that's only one skill set that a coach should have. A coach should also be a master motivator. Should also be a guy that can change a lineup and adjust when one of your most important players goes down, and we didn't see that at the end of the season.
248-539-9797. Reasons this team's not in the playoffs and your outlook this morning. We'll get more of those ticket texts and phone calls in the mix. Also going to touch on Michigan football this hour. We finally got
some answers.
Some, right?
Yeah, some. Yeah, not
penalties
all.
And punishments, at least for some of the recruiting violations, and Michigan agreeing to some punishments. We'll get to that. Does the punishment fit the crime, and do you even care? We'll get to that. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. And here's how they do it. They're attentive. They're going to sit down, ask you questions. And then when they find out the answers and they get to learn about you and your situation, they're going to build a financial plan that fits you to a T. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community. It's where they live, they work, they've lived here. They're going to volunteer and donate on a regular basis to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got Wings fans that want to jump in this morning. You're on your way to work. You got thoughts about this hockey team, the postmortem, the season's over. They're not in the playoffs. Progress, collapse, and the biggest reasons they're not in the playoffs this morning. 248-539-9797. And no, it's not because the Flyers pulled their goalie last night. We did talk about it. The nightmare scenario actually came true, but the Wings didn't control their own destiny, and that goes back before last night. John, real quick, the Michigan thing. I brought it up, and before we get the calls, just we'll get reaction to the NCAA punishments for Michigan. So Michigan admitted, this was more than a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Probation, fines, and recruiting restrictions for their conduct involving recruiting during the COVID dead period and for some coaches working outside the scope of NCAA rules. Do the punishments fit the crime? And then clearly Michigan isn't clean, but do you even care? Would be what I would ask Michigan fans. And I respect it if you say, I don't care. These are minor violations. We won a national title. Blow it out your backside. Where are you at?
I do care. Because it obviously is something that you didn't do right. And how do you put checks and balances in place to make sure that doesn't happen? It shouldn't happen in the first place. How do you, and now the whole COVID thing, those rules were being changed and modified as we were going, but they were clearly communicated.
Yep.
And the one thing that I think the punishment does fit the crime. I don't think they didn't lose scholarships.
Right.
There's no bowl ban. I do think that the punishment does fit the allegations or the crime, whatever you want to say it. I want to know who the five coaches are, because they don't say. They just said there was five coaches to show cause.
Okay, yes.
I think one of them we can assume is Jim Harbaugh.
Yes, and he's the one who didn't cooperate.
Right.
I think Michigan's at the point now where, hey, wheels on the bus go round and round. We'll throw you under it. We got to move on.
Who are the other four?
I could throw guesses. I don't know definitively. I mean, right. Sharon, maybe. He was a guy suspended last year,
yeah.
So it'd be fair to say that he's probably one of the five show cause penalties. But my other question is, now that they're on probation, what happens when the sign-stealing punishments come down? When you're already on probation, do you get hit harder because of it?
It depends on how long that takes.
Sure.
This took a while. And the sign stealing thing is not going to be something that happens. We're not going to have answers by next year. In fact, I don't even know that we have answers by, 26. Like, this is and does the NCAA even exist at that point? I mean, these are all questions.
Super League.
Yeah, there's a Super League. I mean, that's and there a topic for another day is the Super League. There are some examples being thrown out there in some reports. Mm-hmm. That are very intriguing. But again, it getting back to Michigan, I do care. It is disappointing that this happened, that this occurred. And they are going to, here's the thing. When you lose official visits, those are important. But how important are they now in an era of NIL, when a lot of the recruits are making decisions? Yes, which coach do I want to go to? Which university do I want to go to? But what percentage of that decision-making process is how much am I going to be paid?
Michigan, ticket text, couple of them, then we'll go to the phones on the Wings. Michigan acknowledges violations by the head coach and the program's inability to oversee it in a manner to prevent the violations. The penalty itself is not a big deal, but that in conjunction with the next series of violations is potentially a big problem. Another one says, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And one more says, can you explain what it means when Michigan is on probation?
Yeah, I have that question too.
You're not clear on exactly.
Well, so does it just mean don't do it again?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
but we know another one's coming down the pipeline, which is why the first text makes so much sense. I mean, so much of Michigan's image is like, we do it the right way. This hurts the image of doing it the right way. But in the pursuit of a championship, it's why I asked, is it you're okay with it? You don't care.
Probation means there's a sign above Schembechler Hall that says, we've been bad.
Well said. All right, Joe and Canton, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a season ticket holder for the Wings, and I was talking, we were down there just the other night, and we saw a marked difference between how this team performed. Obviously, in January and February, everybody knows they were doing playing well. Maybe the competition they were playing wasn't as good, but still, they were just playing a different way. And something happened in an Islander game, February 29th, I think it was.
Yep.
It just feels like something happened in the locker room. Maybe that's when Malone lost the team. They were just never the same after that.
So you put a good chunk on Lalone's plate.
I do. They obviously December was a bad month as well.
Yep.
But just there was just a total different. I mean, Larkin went out, but you can't say Larkin's a great player. He drives that team. I get it, mm-hmm. but it just really felt like there was something going on that we'll probably never know about.
Something happened there. And the coach is the ultimate guy who's got to be the leader in that room.
Buck stops here.
Buck stops here.
The patch happened.
Oh, okay.
Car flags happened.
I'll blame that more than the
patch. By the way, I did go to the Islander game, and it's the only time I ever was in the building.
Gov's fault. There, we solved it. Gov's fault. Pedro Port here on. We've solved the problem. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Joe. I'm on the same boat as you. I felt after the game just angry. Like, we should have never even been in that position. Like, I can't believe after having what, 8 or 9 point cushion to be in a position we needed the Capitals to win and us to Capitals to lose. And like, I know we've made progress technically, but even when you think of the end, that 3-game winning streak, we had to come back down three goals to one of the bottom 5 teams in the NHL for our playoff lives. Just think about it, our playoff lives are on the all right there, and we went on 3 goals to one of the 5 worst teams in the NHL. So it's just, I blame Malone. I think it's frustrating. We should have been in. This should have even been a thing. So I think the story is more the collapse than the good vibes, you know?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And you can be of the belief that the future is bright. And we had a guy call in, he's a season ticket holder. I'm bought in. I'm a season ticket holder next season, partial. I'm excited to go to the Red Wing games next season. I think the future is bright. But that doesn't change what this season was. That doesn't change that they fell short this season and failed of a reasonable expectation of making the playoffs this season. Let's get to John. John, you're up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I was at that Islanders game, too, and it was like they were just like skating around, like doing nothing. And, you know, the guy next to me, he goes, what is this, Campus Martius Park? And I started laughing. But back to Yzerman and Lalone. Some ways I kind of like Lalone. Maybe he should finish out his contract. But like you said, they haven't made the playoffs in, 8 years? So who was the coach then? Blashill. When Yzerman come in for his first 3 years, he never got rid of Blashill. You know, and he should have been gone, for sure. And Yzerman, he's got to own up to all that. And now, like you said, he's in his 5th year. It's like he's driving around in a car with a cracked windshield. Crack goes across the bottom of the dash. You can see it, but it doesn't really bother you. He's just driving along and said, oh, yeah, one day I got to get that fixed. And that's what it is with the coaching. You know what I mean?
I think with Blashill, they were not in a position to win, and he took his sweet time. They are in a position to win now, and the decisions are bigger.
Yeah, he didn't want to waste a good coach on a losing team.
Right. Now you got a decent team.
Yeah, and what do you do with the coaching
position?
Make
sure you got the right coach. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Let's talk a little bit about Caitlin Clark. So after she was picked number 1 overall in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever, there's been lots of talk about her salary.
Yeah.
You might have seen this story trending. So she's going to make about $338,000 over 4 years, mm-hmm. and just over $76,500 in her first season as a rookie. Right now, a lot of people are kind of shocked by how small that number is, how low that number is, how much she's going to make. And here are some comparisons, so maybe you'll understand. Yep. So she's going to be making less in her first 4 years as a pro than what several NBA mascots make in a single year. So the Denver Nuggets, the Rocky Mountain Lion, has an annual salary of $625,000.
Really?
Yeah.
The mascot.
The mascot. So when you hear numbers like that, it's shocking. The Hawk of the Atlanta Hawks, he makes $600,000. And Chicago's Benny the Bull earns $400,000 in 1 year. And we're talking mascots,
yeah,
right?
Which, yeah, not players.
Right,
yeah.
They're not players. They're mascots. So,
more people may see the mascot than actually see her play WNBA games.
Which, there's a bigger problem all around.
I don't know. It's what people
mascots,
are willing to tune into. Now, we did
I
see
know,
her
but,
obviously raise... The
yeah, for sure. You know, the
college basketball, women's college basketball.
Sure.
Can she do the same thing for the WNBA?
And if she does, salaries are going to explode. I mean,
And she's still going to have, you know, they call it NIL in college, mm-hmm. sponsorships and endorsements. She's still going to have the endorsements in, you know, riding along with her as well.
And she makes a ton in endorsements. She makes like $3.4 million in sponsorships and endorsements. So she is getting paid for that. But when you hear the salary and you hear $76,000,
and this is not a shot at Caitlin Clark when I say this, she's very visible and she's going to be paid as a visible personality, as a visible athlete. The WNBA is not as visible as I know it sounds stupid to say, but as some of the NBA mascots.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying, but it just seems like things. It doesn't make sense to me when you can go and do some other job that nobody sees. You're never going to even know about Joe Schmo copies and faxes and sends emails, making way more money than this pro athlete does. I don't know. It was kind of shocking when you see these numbers.
Oh, I think people were caught off guard, but I don't think people realize like this is because the WNBA has not had much revenue and viewership and expensive TV deals.
They operate in the red.
Right. So if you're losing money. But I get the mascot comparison is the jarring part. Because at first I was like, oh, she's going to compare it to LeBron. It's apples. The mascots is a little eye-opening.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
On Twitch, they say NFL cheerleaders should be very upset that the mascots in the NBA are making so much. And I don't know what they make, but I would doubt that it's $600,000 a year.
I would be positive it's not $600,000 a year. For sure they're not. Let's talk about something else. Former Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield embezzled public and private funds to support a really lavish lifestyle, which included, you know, fine dining, really ritzy hotels and exotic locations for vacations. And now he and his wife are facing some serious charges, including embezzlement, conspiracy, and larceny. The most serious charge, conducting a criminal enterprise, is a 20-year felony. Additional charges could be added as well as more information is unearthed.
I know. It's shocking that there would be a crooked politician.
Right. Let's talk about something else that's very divisive. Let's talk about that new sign, the new Detroit sign. Yes. It was installed along I-94 last week. Social media blew up with mixed reviews, but most of them were all negative. People have strong feelings towards the sign. They hate it. Or it's just meh, but most people hate it. And on Monday night, the sign was, you know, took another step to be completed. It was illuminated for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks awesome. Landscaping is going to be completed sometime this week. And they do say they're going to put a fence around it to prevent sign fans from being injured. But I'm guessing they just don't want people getting
sabotaging
up that close to it.
Yes.
Did you realize GMAT Cash did a second rap about it?
I did, and I want to make sure we have it before I do the story, because
before the show's over, we'll mix it in.
We will, because he has another diss track, but there's a little bit of positivity in there, because he does say in his song that it looks a little bit better with the lights.
Okay.
So
if you sold me it's better on approach, and I drove past that sign, it is not better on approach.
I haven't even seen it. I just But I've seen the photos on approach, and it looks better than it did across the street. I don't mind it. I think it looks fine. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's about 60 seconds long. A lot of bleeping that I still have to do, so I'll probably have it ready by next Monday.
Okay.
That's GMAC special. GMAC Cash will try to mix it in. We've been talking about the Red Wings. We'll keep talking about the Red Wings. Last night, the season, the blame, all of it, 97-1.
Hey, looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, the YMCA is always welcoming new members with no contract and no joiner fees. And I'm loving the YMCA family membership with access to indoor pools, Les Mills Group Fitness, hundreds of machines, all with free child watch while you work out and for less than $3 a day. And today, you can go and try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find what moves you today.
97-1, that's Derek Lalonde. Red Wings not in the playoffs as you wake up this morning. And I know everybody's focused on how the season ended, right? Where the Wings won. They held up their end of the bargain. They won dramatic fashion. 3 seconds left per on this team, right?
They held up their end of the bargain last night.
I know, that's my point. They didn't prior to, and that's why it was in the Flyers' hands. And people are still trying to figure out, wait, what happened? Why'd the Flyers pull their goalie in a tie game? The Flyers had to win in regulation. Mm-hmm. That was their belief and the fact going into the game.
Yeah, they weren't just trailing on the scoreboard. They were trailing in the column that means the most, and that's the points.
So they needed to win in regulation. Now, the Wings going to overtime eliminated them, but they didn't realize. So they pulled their goalie, and they gave up the empty net, and Washington wins. Washington takes the final playoff spot, and I just can't complain about Philly today. I can't complain about playoff procedures and tiebreakers. The Wings had their chances, and this was unfortunately the most fitting end to their season possible for a team that messed around and left too many points on the table. Of course they lose in the most absurd way, and they didn't lose, but lose a playoff spot in the most absurd way possible.
It's disappointing, and in the moment, it's very raw for those fans, for all Detroit Red Wings fans that were watching from, I mean, all season long, but especially if you started to hop on board at the end of February because, hey, I can get excited about this team. Maybe you're not, you know, the hockey elite, but you're one of those fans that's on the periphery. And then when it gets to the end of the season, maybe you're one that just watches the Stanley Cup playoffs. But now you have a chance to have a seat at the table. You've got a 9-point cushion at the end of February. Hey, we could be that team. We should be that team in the playoffs. And now you fast forward to April 16 and you're battling for a spot and you don't even control your own destiny. It's the contrast of where they were 6 weeks ago to where they are now.
We've been tallying the reasons this team's not in the playoffs. I have 9, I think, and counting. You said goalie, biggest reason. I said the Capitals game. If you're going to distill it to any one game, you had them on your ice with your captain, with a healthy team, and you lost. People have pointed out the Arizona games, plural, waiting too long to call up Edvinson, the patch, stolen car flags, no deadline moves, Lalonde in general, Larkin injury. If we're missing one or if you want to double down on one, 248-539-9797. Let's get to Joe in Berlin Township. Joe, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to bring up one I haven't heard mentioned, and that's lack of toughness on the Wings.
I'll write it down.
We see these teams especially the Florida Panthers, going after our scoring guys like Larkin, Raymond, and DeBrigitte, and there's no retaliation on the part of the Wings. They don't have somebody that'll stand up for these guys, and I'd like to see him bring a couple of guys like the Panthers have that have they have some ability, but they also have some toughness to them and go after these other teams and don't let them pick on our guys anymore. I get really tired of seeing that. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I'll write down toughness. It's Tkachuk last year, Tkachuk this year, different Tkachuks, Brady with Ottawa and Matthew with Florida, where you saw, hey, there's a different level that this team's not at. But that was, I remember, go back to that. Larkin got hurt against Florida, and Florida plays kind of a grimy game, and they get away with some stuff, and they get under your skin, and the Wings weren't ready for it. That was a team we thought was a Stanley Cup team. We still thought the Wings were a playoff team, and they didn't achieve that.
Yeah. I mean, we thought that we had certain expectations going into the season, and then at the end of February, where it really felt like things were starting to kick into high gear, that this was a team that was closer to being a top three team in their division than they were being out of the playoffs, being out of the mix of a wild card.
You referenced Patrick Kane's comments from that time of year. Like last night, he said, oh, the future's bright with the Red Wings, and we could talk about his future in Detroit. But during that stretch, he said, we could beat anybody in a seven-game series. How do you go from we could beat anybody in a seven-game series to, oh, shucks, well, at least we were close and future's bright. Like, guys, they blew it. There's no other way around
it. But if that was the mentality in the locker room at the time, that's where it fell apart, because that's stupid to look ahead like that to a team that hasn't accomplished crap.
I don't think he was
wrong,
though.
You can have confidence. You can have confidence. Sometimes it's better to say nothing.
Okay, but I much prefer Patrick Kane, we could beat anybody in a seven-game series, than Newsy Lalonde, aw, shucks, I don't know if we're a good team.
I actually think both I have problems with, to be honest with you. The caller brought up the Panthers, and I got to say, more than anything I hold against Stevie Y is when you have – he had a chance to get – probably during his tenure get – realistically one upper echelon player. And I think it was Matthew Tkachuk. I hold it against Stevie. People say, oh, you didn't have what the Panthers had. Bull crap.
Hold on. The Panthers gave up a 100-point player at the time in Huberto. Hasn't been the same guy in Calgary.
Oh,
and,
really?
And Uyghur, who was a top four blue liner.
The Panthers knew.
Well, sure.
Huberto was a softies point scorer and goal scorer, but he didn't have the grit and tenacity.
Sure.
And Tkachuk is... Matthew Tkachuk would have been... This town would have gone, they would have adored him. They absolutely would have adored him. He would have been the hockey player that everybody wants. And everybody's going to say, oh, he couldn't have got him. Bull crap. Trade Larkin if you had to. I would have put Larkin in the deal. I would have put anything in the deal to get him, because you've seen what he's done for that team. He didn't provide the grit, the tenacity, the nastiness, the toughness. And that's every single thing that this team lacks right now.
Get back to the phones. Chip in Farmington, you're on 97.1.
Jimmy, how we doing? Fire up, Chips.
Fire up.
So I was at a sports bar last night. They had both games on the screens, and it was just the highest of the highs when Perron scored with 3 seconds left, and then I don't know if it was even 30 seconds, 45 seconds later, you see the empty net sign on the Philly game, and then they turn it over in the neutral zone. And it's just despair from that point on. Really, it's just these last three games, you saw that they could turn it on. They could find that little extra gear, and they could come back in these games. And, you know, it's just, where was that in Washington, that 2 weeks ago game? Or where was that when they were losing seven in a row after winning seven in a row? It's just, it pisses me off that they could find it in these last three games to win games that ended up not meaning anything when they had their chances 2 weeks ago. I'll hang up, let you guys talk about it.
Yeah, it's Washington, it's Pittsburgh, probably most notably down the stretch. You're healthy, you know what they mean. Both sides know how big the games are. One's at home, one's on the road, one's in overtime, one you outplayed thoroughly. One of a possible 4 points, neither one they won. Yeah, it's why I put the Caps game at the top of the list, among all the other things. And I got another one, the San Jose game, if you want to pin it to one game, a huge blown lead. That's when they were playing negative defense. But they needed to score 7 goals to win, or 6 goals to win.
Right. And it's obviously, when you're looking at some of its recency bias, last Tuesday night, they had a chance to take control of their own destiny in their own house and couldn't do it.
248-539-9797. We got more Red Wing fans that want to jump in this morning. Clearly, we're taking tally of the reasons this team missed the playoffs. How the season's viewed. As you guys are getting in the car, you're driving into work today. They won last night, but they're not in the playoffs. Which do you subscribe to? This is a year of progress, or this is a year of collapse? Clearly, there are elements of both. I want to discuss that coming up next. Collapse, progress, where are you at? It's 97.1.
Hey, Ideal U helps you lose weight, and it helps you lose weight fast. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days using real whole foods. That means you can lose 40 pounds before bathing suit season, and that's right when Memorial Day is. So make that call now. Sign up, and you're going to get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. And Ideal U is different than other weight loss programs. It works, and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I've lost 60 pounds overall with Ideal U, and I've been able to keep it off. Here's how. Ideal U doesn't use shakes or bars or prepackaged food. You're going to eat real whole food, and they're going to teach you what to eat and drink to lose weight. You're going to be in constant contact with a weight loss coach on a daily basis. They're there to support you. They want you to attain the goals that you're setting for yourself. And once you've reached your goal, They're going to teach you how to keep that weight off. Like I mentioned, I'm about 2.5 years into this, and or 2 years into this, and I'm still down 60 pounds. Ideally, we'll help you lose weight, lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. Sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us.
I won't. We watch the same team? Ken Daniels, who I love. Missing the playoffs. I won't. This team had a reasonable expectation to make the playoffs. They put a bunch of the young guys down in Grand Rapids. They brought in a bunch of vets. They told us we're a more grown, mature hockey team. Then they added Patrick Kane. Then they built the cushion. Then they missed the playoffs. And I know we're going to get the people who say it's progress. And I agree the future is bright. But that season, they fell short. This season, they had every expectation to make the playoff, every ability to make the playoff, and they fell short. That's a failure. Call it what it is. Don't sugarcoat it for people. I'm a grown-up. I can handle the hard news. I don't need you to tell me. You missed the playoffs. That's what progress is. Progress is going from a team on the outside to a team that's in the playoffs. They didn't. They didn't make the playoffs, John, and I just keep going back to that. Like, we don't need to sugarcoat this for people.
No, but everybody's going to view it differently, and that's all right. It's they earned the right to be in the playoff mix, and sure. There's a lot of people that thought this was a playoff team going into the season. There were more people that didn't think this was a playoff team going into the season. Maybe they could push for the playoffs. But by the end of February, they had earned the right to be in the mix, to be in the discussion, to be in the talk of being in the playoffs. And then it just completely evaporated. It evaporated because of an injury and the inability for anyone else to step up. And you mentioned it, like they bring in these veterans. Well, where were the veterans when they needed them the most? And don't give me this, well, you know, Kane and DeBrincat in the last couple of games. Where were they in a 20-game stretch?
Yeah, we'll add DeBrincat's vanishing act to the list of reasons this team missed the playoffs. Guys, we're just being honest. I know we're getting the pushback. Goff was right. Positivity's earned. You miss the playoffs, you don't get positivity. Ticket Texter says, swept by Arizona. Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Alex in Clarkston, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the radio.
You're on the
Alex.
Radio. Yeah, let's go.
Hello.
We're getting the pushback.
All right. Let's go to Charlie in Grosse Pointe. Charlie, good morning. Let's get it together.
Yeah, hey, good morning. So I was thinking about it that this season has a lot of parallels to the 2022 Lions season where they got themselves in a big hole. They fought back like hell at the end. They won the last game they had to lose, but didn't get the help they needed at the last minute and missed out by a hair by the playoffs. So if you look at it that way, if that's the comparison, then maybe next year will be like the 23 Lions season.
Going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, I have a pushback on the comparison. The Lions, okay. The Lions went 8-2.
They went 1-6.
Yeah, slow start.
And then 8-2.
Right, but 8-2 at the end. Where they were kicking ass, taking names, hot starts, gritty finishes, right? They were winning the vast majority, 80% of the games down the stretch. The Red Wings went 8-15. It would be like if the Lions played twice as many Panthers games as Packer games. That's what the Red Wings did. I don't think we would view it the same.
You're right. It's not a perfect comparison, but I guess what I'm saying is that they tasted like really good success in that streak at the end of February, right? They tasted failure. They got really close, and they're going to want to get back there next year, and I think they probably got a lot of good learning experience from it.
Well, the only way that this becomes – I don't even want to say a positive because they missed out on the playoffs. The only way that this becomes similar to what the Lions did is if they do build on that. If they don't stand pat and say, well, we're going to run it back with the same guys because, and I know in large part, that's kind of what the Lions did, but they were able to draft well. Now, the draft isn't the same in the NHL as it is in the NFL. You don't get direct impact from the guys that you're drafting this year, but you should start to see some of the reinforcements on the way. We saw it with Edvinson this year.
You get a full year Edvinson next season. You get Raymond, who continues the ascent.
Yeah. Mo Sider.
Another year. And he was asked to shovel a whole lot of you-know-what this season, and I thought he came out of it smelling a whole lot better than people realize. We could do the future's bright thing. We can exhale 2 days from now and look at the big picture.
It's only bright if you get a chance to look back and you build on and you learn from the mistakes. This was a collapse. There are many mistakes that led to this moment.
248-539-9797. It was a great game last night. Sorry they didn't make the playoffs, but like I said yesterday, they are soft. They only play hard when their ass is on the line. I put that on coaching. Coaching is one of the many things that have been blamed for why this team did not get in the playoffs. Ticket Texter says, plain and simple, they lack two things to make it to game 83. Defense, which includes goaltending, and physicality. The most egregious thing Ken said after the game was, they did their part. They just didn't get help from the Flyers. No, the Wings didn't do their part. One singular point during that losing skid and we're in the playoffs. They did not do their part. A better coach would have made sure that didn't happen, but we don't have a better coach. We have Derek Lalonde, signed an unnamed texter. Costa, was it a reasonable expectation for them to make the playoffs or just a hopeful one on your part? Because I don't remember so-called experts having them in at the beginning of the year. I think that's your hometown love expecting them to be in. Guys, this was the softest bubble in the history of the format, where 91 points get you in. This is the lowest the bar has been. You signed DeBrincat. You traded a first-round pick for Alex DeBrincat.
Yeah.
You added JT Compt for a Stanley Cup champion. You added a couple veterans on the blue line, and you could debate whether they were good or not, but the point was they were adding veteran players, proven players, adding adults to the room so they would be more competitive. A team that was sniffing the playoffs briefly the year before had added the grown-ups, and they weren't going to do a developmental year with the kids. They were going to go with grown-ups. They were going to try to win. Then they added Patrick Kane. I don't think it's at all unreasonable to say that that hockey team should make the playoffs. I'm not going to be cast as someone who set the bar too high for them to fail. Guys, 16 teams make it in.
They gagged.
Right.
This is what a gag is. You know, Mike broke the chair. When what? They didn't get Chase Young, right? The Lions?
Yeah.
Maybe an overreaction, I think, to that kind of news, but it's Mike's opinion. Well, right, exactly. This isn't an overreaction this morning. This is one of the biggest collapses in Detroit sports history, and people just want to be, gee shucks, half the people. I just think it's lame. I bring up the broken chair. When do you break a chair? Okay? Seriously. Sports brings out passion, and you should be mad at your team sometimes. It's okay. And you hold them accountable. And if we're just going to put this high school mentality to professional sports, it's weak.
Some ticket techs pushing back. Cookies, you're 100% right. Anyone who excuses Lalonde will be making the same moans and groans in the future. 8 years, no playoffs. Excuses aren't acceptable. Results are. Another one. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but this was a fail of a season. Who cares what preseason expectations are? When you know the least about the team, that's what we're going to go with. How about how you play throughout the year? They were in a position after the All-Star break, slammed it into reverse, fire Lalonde, sign Scott on the ticket text.
Well, the preseason expectations can be a lot like the preseason polls in college football. There might not be anything more inaccurate. Well, I checked that. The other things that are more inaccurate would be mock drafts. But I do agree with the expectations. Now, when you're talking about the development of young players, you can't necessarily know what steps are Lucas Raymond going to take, going into this season. Mo Sider, all of those guys, Evanson, like those are ones that are somewhat unpredictable. Well, those guys played well. And to me, this more falls on, and I know I talked about the goalie. To me, this more falls on the veterans on this team that were signed as guys that have been there, done that, and expect to do it this year for the Red Wings.
Biggest reasons why they missed, and as you wake up today, as you drive into work, as you kind of process last night and the season, there were signs of progress. There was also a collapse. Which one do you feel more of this morning? The progress or the collapse? It's 97.1.